You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca.
Cheese please, just so fine.
You wanna listen all the time. Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil will spin the hits. It's all cheesy music, they love it to bits. Well, Snarf, Dude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil is sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music, they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger Lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Googling cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we want to play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kind of sick.
Cheese Please, in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
It's another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And my name is Daffodil.
Bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird. And you love it how I talk like that. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Wacky, warped, and weird. I sound like Oscar the Grouch, maybe. I don't know.
You sound like a very bad pirate.
Arr, matey. You get me on a bit of a trend now.
Or I could tell, sound like one of those annoying radio guys. Hey, that's always fun. Hey, I get the weather coming up in platter between the platters, or patter between the platters, and all that crap, right? Hey! What?
I'm trying really hard not to laugh at you right now.
Okay. I'm getting back into Snarf Dude mode, and on the show this week we have, wow, sort of a what's up on The Godfather. It's a comedy album, came out in 1972, mostly spoken words, but still kind of cool, called Everything You Wanted to Know About The Godfather. And we're going to play a couple cuts off that. On top of that, oh wow, gee whiz, it's not another one of those debates whether or not it's a Limburger Lounge or a Catbox cover song.
The best are both.
Well, this is leaning towards, it was live somewhere, so that's why we're calling it a disco classic crucified in the Limburger Lounge, where we're starting off with the plucky, plucky stuff from the 1970s.
I was going to say, this is not the 60s with these two songs.
No, the Hollyridge Strings were a bit of a trend in the 1960s with the plucky, plucky, easy listening sound. It just, sort of a lush sound going through your brain, nauseatingly subduing you, but
lulling you into sleep.
but not with
some of these songs.
No, we got a little later on, we get the theme from Shaft, but we're starting off with the John Lennon classic Imagine right here on
Cheese Please.
Thank you. goes with life. A salt and pepper, a fork and knife. Radio goes with life.
Well, the Hollywood Strings, Holly Ridge Strings, I should say, and I think that's lacking a little soul.
There is no soul.
That whole over-the-top echo when they said, shaft.
That was that's like saltine crackers.
Ah, I tell ya. And before that, can you imagine how John Lennon would go to sleep listening to his version or his song? Imagine.
Like a baby, rock to sleep.
Yeah, that would put me to sleep. I don't know if I actually wrote that song. Imagine about that. My name is Star Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird. We call it Cheese Please.
Or if you've been around a few weeks, it's just usual weirdness. That's all.
Nope. Every week is exactly the same, strange and unusual, just like us.
Not exactly the same. Otherwise, I would just have to copy the show every week and no one would know the difference. But we can't do that.
No.
We mix up the songs now and then. We played before, but not always.
And the flights of fancy.
Yes. As we profile right now, an album Joe Lahr presents. Who's Joe Lahr?
I have no idea.
Neither do I. But, you know, that's what it says on the album. Everything you wanted to know about The Godfather from the early 1970s. Because The Godfather, the first Godfather movie, was a big deal.
It was a phenomenon.
I mean, it was almost not financed. The studios were broke.
They invested in this, and it just exploded. And everyone walked around talking, "Hey, make me an offer. Make me a deal." You know, like that I know I don't sound like a god.
No, and it's not make me an offer. It's I'll make you an offer you can't refuse.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, even though I sound like a 100-year-old godfather who can't hold the gun up.
No, what you sound like is a guy who's had too many cigarettes.
Okay.
Smoke 2 packs a day for 20 years.
I can't win, but there's some great talent on this album that's credited to the Crazy Gang. I mean, look, there's Steve Landensberg from Barney Miller, who came up a few years later. It was co-written by Dick DiBartolo from Mad Magazine fame. Chuck McCann plays the Godfather. He was a character actor, did a lot of commercials back in the 1970s. There's some heavy weight on this album.
Which makes it good.
Yes, exactly.
Or bad, depending on how you look at it.
I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse. You're going to listen to a couple cuts off the album. How's that?
Good plan, but you should play them.
Yes. The Godfather coming up with At the IRS.
But right now, we're going to play The Favor.
On?
Cheese, please.
Godfather, I believe in America. I believe in justice. I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe in love at first sight and the Easter Bunny. I believe.
Guido.
Yes, Godfather.
I believe I'm gonna be sick. Come to the point.
Godfather, today is your daughter's wedding day. And I know you judge how much your friends respect you by the size of the gift. And so I am presenting her with the World Trade Center.
That is a very thoughtful gift. Now what can I do for you?
Godfather, I come to ask a favor.
But you already owe me a favor.
Godfather must be mistaken. I do not owe him a favor.
Yeah, for that little favor I did for you last year.
Did not my youngest son cancel that favor with his recent favor?
That was a special favor, a kind of favor.
Godfather, isn't a favor a favor?
Sometimes a favor is a favor, but sometimes a favor is just one of those things. One of those bells that nod and rings. A trip to your moon.
Godfather, the time at the picnic when I brought you the hero sandwich and a wine, was that a favor?
No, they were just a few of my favorite things.
Then it would seem that you owe my son a favor.
Yeah. His favor was done in return for a future favor to be named later.
Godfather, since my son owed me a favor, and I owe you a favor, might not you grant me his future favor in exchange for my family favor?
Perhaps. Then how would we stand?
One to nothing, my favor.
Much depends on the favor you seek today.
Godfather, I have come to request a personal favor.
I have limits on my personal favors, Guido. 6 personals, you're out.
Only 6, Godfather. Over on the west side, the Godfather, the powerful Johnson family, he gave a 28 favor.
Guido, those are flavors, not favors.
Then I owe him a fudge ripple.
Now let me get this straight. You owe them a flavor, you owe me a favor. Yet you come here to request yet another favor while you still savor the flavor of this other family's favors. Expecting me to waiver the favor you owe, or perhaps replace it with the little shaver's flavor, and thus
Godfather,
the favor.
Huh? Do me a favor and forget I even come here today.
It is done. But that's to Yomi.
Forget serious. We bring you silly, sappy, and sensationally cheesy tunes every week.
All right, please sit down, Mr. Godfather. Now, I'll be ordering your tax return. There's just a few questions. First, in the box labeled occupation, I'm afraid we cannot accept a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Yeah, but that's what I do. I do a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Sir, you've reported a gross income of $460,000, and we'll have to have a more specific occupation.
I'm a pretzel salesman.
You sold $460,000 worth of pretzels in 1 year?
I've got a good location.
Oh. Now, I see here under deductions that your pretzel cart cost $11,000. Sir, you can buy a brand new air-conditioned Eldorado Cadillac for that kind of money.
Yeah, I know. That's what my pretzel cart is. An air-conditioned Eldorado with an umbrella on it.
But you also list as outside help $400 a week each for 6 laborers.
Do you know how many men it takes to push an Eldorado pretzel cart on Spring Street?
Mr. Godfather, if it's an Eldorado, why don't you drive it?
Because then it wouldn't be a push cart. You got something against tradition?
All right. All right, let's go to medical deductions. $50,000. What in the world happened to you that cost $50,000?
Nothing. That's what cost $50,000. You know, my cousin last year didn't take out any medical insurance. It ended up costing him $600.
Well, that's not so bad.
For a casket.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. Now, here under charities, you list $21,000 for Girl Scout cookies.
Could I ask you what's so funny?
Excuse me, but I have to laugh. $21,000 for Girl Scout cookies. I mean, come on. Why, for that price, you could have gotten 3 trailer trucks full.
How did you know?
Where did you get 3 trailer trucks full of Girl Scout cookies?
Off Route 9, about 4 in the morning, near the bridge. Near the turnoff.
Mr. Godfather, I hope you can show me a receipt for those 3 trucks full of cookies.
What receipt? I could show you the 3 trucks.
Mr. Godfather, I'm going to have to ask to examine your personal checks and records, I'm afraid.
It's good that you're afraid.
Please bring me next week, and...
Yeah, wait a minute. I got a question. Why do you always pick on us little guys? I pay my tax.
Sir, for a man with an income of $460,000, your tax should be more than $5.95. After all, I make $150 a week here, and my taxes come to about $2,000.
Well, that's too bad. Why don't you come work for me? I'll pay you $400.
I don't feel like pushing an Eldorado down Spring Street.
Okay, so you push it down Thompson Street. I'm easy to work for. Come on, I'll pay you $600 a week.
$600? What would I have to do for that kind of money?
Oh, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Keys, please, with, The Godfather and at the IRS. And before that, The Godfather with a unique flavor. Or was it flavor? I mixed that up.
A unique way of looking at favors.
Yeah. And that ends off our profile on everything you want to know about The Godfather, a bit of a forgotten comedy album from the early 1970s. My name is Starf Dude.
I'm Daffodil. You're listening to Cheese Please, and now we're going to do this.
Hey, we're roaming the highways and byways, the hotels and motels, to bring you loungy cheese creeping out of the dark corner of the piano. We present live from the Limburger Lounge.
Okay, back to the music, you might say.
Yes, we need some music.
We got Benjamin Hitt doing the Bee Gees classic, Stayin' Alive. And I don't know if I want to be alive after I play this.
Oh, so really could have been a Catbox cover song then.
Let's not go there. Let's just play the darn thing.
All right.
On?
Cheese, please.
Staying alive, staying alive. Hear the city shaking and everybody breaking, and we're staying alive, staying alive. Staying alive, staying alive. Staying alive. Well, now I get low and I get high. I can't get either. My shoes, I'm a dancing man, just can't lose, and it's all right, it's okay, you may look the other way, we can try to understand, New York Times and back, no man, whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you're staying alive, hear the city shaking and everybody breaking, and we're staying alive, staying alive, staying alive, staying alive.
With Benjamin Hit, and he hit that hit with Staying Alive.
You know what I was thinking all the way through that?
What?
That could have been the Hasselhoff version of that song.
You know, you're right. He sounds a lot like David Hasselhoff.
He really does.
And I have to admit, I'm going to lean after hearing that again that, yeah, that's a Limburger Lounge.
Yeah. It's almost bad enough to be Catbox, but not quite.
Well, the thing is, he oversings just a little bit.
But, it's Cheese, Please. Everybody oversings.
But the thing is, that was the thing in lounge singing back in the 70s. He did sing, a little oversing, you know? And they were slightly intoxicated in the lounge. So, I mean, that it didn't hurt anything.
No, it just added to the flavor.
So you gotta get a little perspective there. I mean, he's got a great set of pipes, but, you know, he sang a little over to you, but, you know, then you get a look at the lounge thing, so there we go. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and yep, your tornado on the radio has wound its way to another end.
Oh, man, we're going to call FEMA, are we?
Well, no, first we have to open the glove compartment.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Yeah. Oh, jeez, tear my ears out.
Better okay. Your ears than your fingers.
Well, you know, it has yet to catch my fingers, thank goodness. That's all I get to say.
True.
I'm very
true.
I, Do I have to wear gloves every week?
No.
Okay.
Because then you can't get the glove compartment open.
True. We're ending off the show with a BG. How ironic.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. This is not the same Bee Gees, folks, because this is from 1939.
Yes, Bee Gees Tavern Band at Ick. No, it's called Hick. That's right. Until next week, folks.
Have fun. Stay cheesy.
Sample of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezeplease.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week.